Good morning, First National Bank.
Hello, my name is Scott. I'm with customer service returning your call.
Okay, hold just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Rhoda. May I help you?
Hello, my name is Scott with customer service. I'm returning a call.
Okay, just a second. Let me pull that up. We had a customer that had some charges. Is this a company called High Value? Do you recognize that name?
We service multiple different online agencies. Can I get the zip code to see what we had voted for? Or them?
Okay. 36321.
Can I get the first and last name, please?
Charlene Nowell. Nowell is the last name.
Can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
Like 114 Lisa Circle, Cowarts, Alabama.
Thank you. I'm waiting for my system to load here.
Okay.
Sorry about that. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing wonderful. Thank you for asking.
Good. Weekend went by too fast, but Monday rolled around pretty quick.
Very true. So I see that she's enrolled with our gadget campaign. It looks like June 6th of this year, she had placed an order for a kitchen appliance. And that was a chance to win it, and it enrolled her in our gadget campaign. And what that is monthly she'll get a chance to win items. She'll also receive $125 voucher she can use on our online discount shopping store with our gadget campaign.
Okay. So, like I see, she was charged like on 6/7, $5.74, and then on June 13th, $56.95, so that would be where she ordered something?
Yeah, she placed an order for a chance to win a kitchen appliance. She didn't win that kitchen appliance, but with that, she would have had to pay shipping and handling for the chance to have won it, and then it would have enrolled her in the gadget campaign. All stayed in the terms of agreement.
Okay.
And she was billed June 11th, $56.95. For the gadget campaign. That is a monthly bill.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Good day. You too.
Contact and customer support.
Uh-huh. Bye.